In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 176. At the beginning of the lesson, we have a triptych, in the center of which we have our Lord telling those around Him to, the harvest is indeed great, but the laborers are few. And to the left of the triptych, we see a young boy holding a stole, saying to his mother and father, see the stole I'll wear someday. And on the right side, we see a sister with a blackboard, obviously in a school, and one of the little girls is saying, someday I'll be a sister like you and teach. And the caption underneath the triptych reads, the harvest indeed is abundant, but the laborers are few. Jesus calls His special service for workers in His harvest. A boy and a girl hear the call. The boy, one, says to his parents, see the stole I'll wear someday. And the girl dreams of the day when she will be teaching school as a religious sister. If one feels, as these two young people do, that he should like to serve God fully, let him hasten to consecrate himself to God in the priestly or religious state. First question, how may religious communities be classified? Religious communities may be classified as orders or congregations. Religious orders are those institutes in which the members take solemn vows. They are chiefly the old orders of monks and nuns. Among the religious orders for men in the United States are Augustinians, Benedictines, Dominicans, Franciscans, Trappists, etc. Religious congregations are those in which the members take only simple vows. Most religious communities are of this kind. The Jesuits, after a number of years in simple vows, may also take solemn vows. For men, among the largest communities are Divine Word Fathers, Jesuits, Passionists, Redemptorists, Salesians, Salvatorians, etc. For women, we have the Benedictines, Dominicans, Felician Sisters, Heart of Mary Sisters, Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart, Notre Dame Sisters, Sisters of Charity, and Sisters of St. Joseph, among numerous others. Religious institutes may also be classified as clerical or lay. The clerical communities are those in which a great proportion of the members are priests. The lay communities are those with the great majority of their members not ordained priests. For men, these last are what we term brotherhoods, such as the De La Salle Brothers, Marius Brothers, St. Francis Xavier Brothers, Sacred Heart Brothers. Some communities follow the manner of life of religious, living together under the government of superiors and with approved constitutions, but they are not bound by the usual three vows of religious, and are therefore not properly classified as religious institutions, nor are their members properly called religious. Among the most well-known of such societies, we have the Lazarus, St. Vincent de Paul Missionaries, Mary Knoll Fathers, Oratorians of St. Philip Neri, and Fathers of the Precious Blood. In what kinds of work are the religious communities engaged? They are engaged in all kinds of work, ranging from the purely contemplative life of prayer to the active life of missionaries. Members of contemplative orders are strictly cloistered and devote their life chiefly to prayer and penance. This prayer is not for the individual alone, but for the greater honor and glory of God, the well-being of the mystical body of Christ, the reclaiming of all into the fold of the Good Shepherd. Among contemplative orders, we may mention the Carthusian and Cistercian monks, and the Carmelite, Poor Clare, and Perpetual Adoration nuns. Members of semi-contemplative communities observe the mixed life. They superimpose the active on the contemplative life. They seldom leave their houses and engage themselves in teaching, caring for penitents and orphans, etc. Among semi-contemplative congregations, we may mention the Assumption Sisters, Dominican Sisters, and Good Shepherd Sisters. The religious communities of active life are dedicated to teaching, hospital work, mission work, etc. Active life does not refer to mere bodily activity, but to external activities carried on outside the religious house. Thus, Cistercians who farm their land do not pursue an active life. Most of the religious institutes in the United States are engaged in the active life. Among them, we may mention Jesuits, Franciscan Tertiaries, Lazarists, Passionists, Redemptorists, Salesians, and Brothers of Christian Schools. Which religious community should one choose who wishes to dedicate his life entirely to God? One who wishes to dedicate his life entirely to God should choose the religious community best suited to his inclination and ability. If one is interested in teaching, one should choose a teaching congregation. If a girl likes teaching but is very retiring and prefers not to be too much in the world, she should choose a semi-contemplative congregation. If she wants to be totally separated from the world and devote her time to prayer and penance, she should join a contemplative order. Those who are active, healthy, and willing to do anything and suffer anything for Christ should join a missionary congregation. Besides priests, religious are needed, both men and women, for the schools, the hospitals, the teaching of religion, care of the poor, and of churches. Women cannot become priests, but they can be very useful as religious sisters. Many a soul has been converted to the faith because of the example, the prayers, or the influence of a sister. Sisters are most useful too in the missions. They are the auxiliaries of the missionary priest in their difficult work of winning souls for Christ. All who volunteer can be used. Quote, "The harvest indeed is abundant, but the laborers are few." How can one help increase the number of priests and religious? One can help increase the number by prayer, by helping support poor seminarians, or by consecrating himself in the priestly or religious state. Everyone should pray steadfastly and sincerely for priest and religious. Christ said, quote, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest," St. Matthew 9:38. Those who are financially able should support poor students in the seminaries. Many otherwise qualified young people are prevented from consecrating themselves to God in the priestly state for lack of means. Lastly, he who is earnest about the service of God should decide whether he is willing to consecrate himself entirely to that service. Such as have the will and necessary qualifications should either enter the priesthood or one of the religious congregations. There would be many more vocations to the priestly or religious life if young people would pay less attention to their worldly amusements, pleasures, and ease, and more to God and their salvation. If they would only ponder over the fact that they have just one life to live, and that all their eternity depends upon the way they spend that life, they would surely try to make the most of it. How many are willing to make sacrifices for wealth or honor? Yet these will have to be left behind at death, and the only lasting riches come from the loyal service of God. That concludes our reading for this evening. Do we have any questions or comments? Okay, I have had individuals ask me about the different religious orders. What if someone has a vocation to one of these orders that we don't recognize as being Catholic, that have lost the faith, have gone to the Novus Ordo? What are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to live? And I don't really see how these can be continued once they've basically died out. We do need a living representative in each order to pass on, you might say, the traditions, the teachings, the very life. And so we have the Franciscan order because Bishop Lewis was a Franciscan before Vatican II. He gathered young men, trained them in the Franciscan order. And so we do have a genealogy, if you will, back before Vatican II and the changes. And we do have Catholic Franciscans. I don't know if somewhere else in the world these religious organizations continue or not, but I believe there is room in the Franciscan order for just about every kind of religious vocation, from our Third Order cord bearers, the First Order. We have places for everyone. And I think because the religious or the Franciscan is a mixed order, we have room for contemplative and for the active life, or, and also the mixed life. I have longed for some time to really establish the poor clares, which are contemplative, to have them cloistered and praying, because it seems to me that we truly need prayers in our day. I do have a problem with so many traditionalists who make up religious organizations, congregations, whatever they want, and give them a name, and then go around as if they are Catholics. And for a religious organization, a group, a congregation, to be within the church, they must have the approval of the local bishop to act locally. But if they're going to be universal and go across the entire world, then they need papal approval. As far as I know, there's never been any papal approval for so many of these who are claiming to be religious in the traditional sects that you see popping up all around. And of course, the religious that are in the Novus Ordo, I have a problem because they're not Catholic. And so the options are very limited, but it appears so are the vocations. And I think if our Lord suggested that, or demanded that we pray for vocations because the harvest is ready, I think even more now in our times we need to pray with even greater fervor for religious vocations. And I think mentioned before we started recording in a conversation I had with Sister Catherine early this morning, she made the observation that the young people need to understand that they have not, it's not to get God. How did that go, Sister?
It's, you don't want to, you shouldn't go through life trying to fit God into your plans, but remember that God is the plan.
Oh, God is the plan. Okay, so instead of trying to fit God into your plan, you need to understand that God is the plan. And we need to live our lives for God and not try to fit God into our lives. And I say that to encourage the young people, but also to encourage the adults, that we must realize that too, whatever our vocation in this world is to be, God has to be the reason or the center, the motivation for whatever it is that we do. Okay. If we have nothing else, then I think we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen. Thank you all.